America, we can. Do you love her? Do you?
But still, I couldn't hurt him. How could I hurt him? I couldn't even bring myself to leave him. The truth was that no matter how bad I felt, I was still very attracted to him.
I'm sorry!
At this moment, I got myself a gun. Mom always said I'd be the chosen one. One in a million, I believe I'm gonna burn.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki along with
Christina Stolfo.
Our next guest has portrayed two of the most iconic roles in film and TV over the past 25 years. Karen Hill in the Martin Scorsese classic Goodfellas and Dr. Jennifer Melfi in David Chase's The Sopranos. She has been nominated for multiple Emmy, Golden Globe, and Screen Actors Guild Awards. Currently, she is seen as Angela Rizzoli in Rizzoli and Isles, which is now in season 6, Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on TNT. It is great to say hello to Lorraine Bracco. Lorraine, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is a pleasure to be able to speak to you. Rizzoli and Isles, last summer it topped the charts as Basic Cable's number one series. Why do you believe audiences have responded to this show like they have?
I think it's because of Angie Harmon and Sasha Alexander and their relationship and their trials and what they do. I mean, you know, you've got the smart, wise detective and an incredibly educated medical examiner. And it's just the juxtaposition of their relationship that's interesting.
You know, over the years, you have worked with some strong actors, you know, like strong characters. And the characters that you've portrayed have been very strong as well. What's it like working with this cast?
It's great. The girls are smart. They're witty. They're hip. They're a joy to come to work with.
You know what I like about the show? The way it blends the work aspect and the family aspect. And it's another example as to how TV itself has just gotten so much better over the years. And a lot of that has to do with how HBO pushed the envelope with shows such as The Sopranos. It really forced everybody else to kind of raise the bar with what they were doing. Better scripts, just the way it's presented. TV is just so much better now than it used to be.
Oh, it's the era of television. There's no doubt about it. I think that it's really, I think people have said enough of the same formula television. We want different, you know, they really want, I believe the public has gotten much smarter.
Yes, agreed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's more sophisticated in terms of these crime shows. It's not just a guy running around chasing two guys in a suit for an hour. It's much different, and things are better nuanced. It's funny, as I was getting ready for the interview, and I started going back and doing some research on The Sopranos and on Goodfellas, I learned something I never, ever knew. The best part of doing this interview was finding out what Karen Hill's maiden name was. I never knew it was Friedman.
You know what? I forgot that it was Friedman, to tell you the truth. But, you know, she came from a very orthodox family.
Yes, yes.
So her grandfather, I believe, was a rabbi. She was brought up in a very, very strict orthodox family.
Yeah.
So your role is
And that's why Henry Hill was so appealing.
I would imagine so.
So your role as Karen Hill led to an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress. That had to be exciting. How did you get the role of Karen Hill?
Well, I knew Martin Scorsese.
Well, that's a good person to know.
And socially. Mm-hmm. And basically, it was always my role, is what I've been told.
Really? Interesting.
Wow. So it's kind of nice that way. It's almost like it's designed with you in mind, and it's written in that way. That is one of the movies that when you put it on, no matter what part it is, you know, you're going to sit there and watch it all the way through. There are so many iconic scenes. There are so many iconic lines that are said. Even to this point when I'm in my home with my wife, and she sees a spider, and I have to kill it. And I said, "What happened?" And she goes, "I just got scared, Henry. I just got scared." There are these iconic, you know.
That's amazing. Wow.
Okay, that's cute.
Yeah, definitely.
It's amazing when a movie can reach such pop culture status. The Sopranos.
Oh, I know.
So we move along to The Sopranos. David Chase wanted you to read for Carmela Soprano, but you wanted to read for the part of Dr. Jennifer Melfi. Why?
That is correct.
And why is that?
Well, I just felt that, you know, with Goodfellas behind me, I don't think I could have done it better.
You know what? You're right about that. And I loved your role in The Sopranos. I loved how you would just sit there and have that smug reaction to everything that Tony Soprano would throw at you. I thought that role that you had was amazing.
Thank you so much. I loved playing it.
Yes.
So.
You did it well. So working almost one-on-one with James Gandolfini, what was that like working with him?
Well, he was a fascinating actor, and I feel very, very blessed.
Yeah.
I was able to work with him in that way.
How much ad-libbing was involved in The Sopranos? Because, you know, I'd be watching sometimes and I'd be listening to the lines and I'd be like, there's no way they scripted. That was right off the script.
There was very, very, very little ad-libbing.
Really?
Really?
That's amazing to me.
Yes.
Well, that just goes to show the level of the acting. And what I always found interesting...
No, it's the level of the writing.
That's true.
That's true, too.
That's true.
Yep.
The level,
you're absolutely
when the
right.
writing is that good, that's right. It can support itself. What I always enjoyed about your scenes with James Gandolfini is your dynamic in the show was so unique because most of the work that you did on that show was always set in Dr. Melfi's office and you're one-on-one with Gandolfini's character. That is such an exercise in acting. You were able to be able to explore those characters in such a different way year after year after year when it was simply just the two of you, the element of that relationship of Dr. Melfi and of Tony Soprano in that office. That had to be so interesting and exciting to be able to just to explore the craft of acting in that way.
Well, the truth of the matter is when we had finished the pilot and David brought a bottle of champagne, and Jimmy and I and the others, you know, the crew, whatever, we sat down, and I looked at Jimmy and David, and I said, well, it'll either be really good, or it will be the weak link in the show.
Really? And why did you feel that way?
People sitting across from each other talking does not usually make great TV.
But it was great TV.
But you know, it kind of goes back to what we talked about before, about how TV itself has become more sophisticated and audiences have become more sophisticated and they appreciate good work. And the writing on that show was just so incredible. The performances were so incredible. So the show came along at just the right time because audiences were ready to be challenged in a way they never were before.
Yes, I believe that.
Let me bring you back to 1974, when you moved to France to become a fashion model. Is this right? Tell me about that. That had to be a very interesting experience.
Well, I lived in France for 10 years, and it was, you know, I always said I went to France a girl, and I came back a woman.
Oh, hello.
Who doesn't, you know, when
Seriously.
You really think about it? But that's a very fascinating way. And at that point, you're what, maybe 20, 21 years old? What a life change. That had to be, I mean, just so interesting on so many different levels.
It was great. It was a fantastic, fantastic experience.
Did you pick up the language at all?
And yeah, I'm fluent in French.
That's,
so that's
pretty
good.
Awesome.
That's very awesome. That's really cool. Now, you are also a winemaker. The things we're learning today, Bronco Wines also featured on season one finale of Top Chef back in 2006. How did you get involved with making wines?
So it's a very long, complicated story, but unfortunately, I am no longer in the wine business because when I started it, I would go to Italy and we would buy wines and the euro was very, very high.
It's different.
So that kind of, that hurt us so much.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Because we were incapable of keeping the prices as low as we needed to. So we kind of, you know, what can I say? We kind of got hurt.
But the best part, if we were to come over to your house, I would bet we would get ourselves one hell of a bottle of wine.
Strong wine.
Oh, yeah.
There
Strong.
You go. Well, once again, Lorraine Bronco.
I like wine. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
We all do. There's nothing wrong with that. Once again, Lorraine can be seen in season 6 of Rizzoli and Isles, Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on TNT. Lorraine Bronco, thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you for having me. How lovely.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
a very interesting lady. It's a good show, but it's amazing. I mean, the background she comes from with the acting and the modeling.
You know what's interesting for me? As soon as she started speaking, she has that voice that you know it's Lorraine Bracco.
Right. I thought, you know,
there's
what I thought?
No mistaking it.
Oh my goodness, it's the radio version of Goodfellas.
Yeah, you know.
Get your own man. I was ready for her to start saying stuff like that.
You know that scene when she's kind of like, he's laying in the bed and she's over him with the gun? She's just like, and he wakes up and the gun's like right in his face. Like,
I
that's
got
the
scared.
Scene that stays with me forever.
Do you love her? See, I was all set. I feel like I'm Henry on the floor.
So funny.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
I'm stirring the sauce. Get your own man. The whole, you know, but again, that movie, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You say any of 400 lines in that movie, people know exactly what you're talking
about. And you know, it kind of crosses all ages because I think everyone, doesn't matter how old you are, has seen that movie.
Right. So go home and get your shine box.
Yeah. All right.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Christina Stoppo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Just 3 months into his lucrative 3-year contract with the Seattle Mariners, Rick quit and went to the San Diego Padres to play because he hates the cold and the rain. Legally, can Rick be forced to play for Seattle, or can he play in San Diego now that he's happy and warm? The Final Verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Ah, when horror is done well, it gets in your blood, and It Follows is one of the creepiest movies of the year. Bummin!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Rick doesn't have to play for Seattle, but he'll have to pay the team damages for breach of contract. Also, because he is under contract with the Mariners, legally he wouldn't be able to play a single minute for the San Diego Padres. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's finally time to answer the age-old question. So who talks more, men or women? Whom do you think? The answer, but first the social science of it.
Talk to my baby.
Now, don't believe everything you hear. Some unnamed biased sources have alleged that a loquacious woman uses 7,000 words a day to a man's terse 2,000. Well, new research suggests that's just plain out old false.
I told you so.
Who talks more, men or women? They both blather on and on and on at the same rate. Talk is contextual and dependent on what people are doing and with whom. What's the cheap psychological trick? People won't care how much you talk if what you say has substance and value. So if your talk is chock full of stuff I need to know, talk as much as you like. And you know what? I'll listen. So do you have a question? Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.